Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Peter Meyer, founder of Meyer Group, the Meyer Group. MeyerGroup.com, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com. His books, Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets. And also, folks, he's always working on something that's highly intelligent and useful in the way of articles and journals. So please check out MeyerGroup.com. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Including what we're talking about today, right, Peter?
Yes, this is going to be a series of 10 articles that will appear in one of the scholarly journals over the next year. But if your readers want to get the 10 articles in a separate email, have them send a note to you, and I'll be happy to let you
know. All right, so let me know about that, folks. We'll be glad to forward that on. And we're talking about, folks, is it worth doing trying to do business with a big company? And the answer is yes, as long as you understand the rules and the reality, right?
Absolutely, and you understand that. Well, let me give you a fourth secret. I promised three. Let me give your listeners a fourth secret. Can I do that?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back to the very top of the show. And we talked about problem versus solution. If I'm selling a solution, and I deserve to not get the business. If I'm selling to the customer's problem, I have a much better chance and deserve much more. If I'm selling to the fourth or fifth or tenth problem on that contacts list, then I should get slow pay and I should get little attention. If I'm selling to one of the top two or three problems as my sponsor sees it, top two or three, nothing less than number three, then I'm going to get attention. I'm going to get fast. I'm going to get a deal that works very quickly, very smoothly. I'm going to get paid on time, and I'm going to get the high margins that they need to pay in order to get this done fast. That all happens, this is the secret, only when you work on one of the top two or three problems as they
of one
see
of the
it.
Of the person that's pretty close to the top of that problem's food chain.
Absolutely. You find the person of influence, you find out what their top two or three problems are, guaranteed you can solve one or help solve one of those three. Go help them solve it, and all of a sudden you get a lot more margin. You get a lot faster deal. You get a lot more satisfaction from watching them do what they said they were going to do because they absolutely want to.
And keep looking for that person who, when they see you, when they think about you, they don't think about you as someone on a list of options. They see you as a unique solver of problems and somebody they can call on and who makes them look smarter, makes them accomplish things faster, and who you've done such a great job that you've intimidated them into imagining they can't do without you.
Well, and there happens to be some truth in that, because you've gone from being a person looking for people of influence inside the company to becoming a person of influence inside their company.
I've done that.
I've
done that in my career, and it's a beautiful thing. It's money in the bank.
When you're a person of influence inside their company, it feels really good. And it pays really well.
I used to have a company, one of the biggest companies in the world. The guy I worked for there would call me once a quarter or so, and he'd say, "Hey Jim, are we treating you right? Are you getting your money? Is everything okay?" Yeah. And that's the kind of contact you want right there.
That's because those people of influence want more people like them around them.
But let's be honest about some things. Let's make sure we we've been honest, but let's bring them some current reality, Peter. Since 2008, big companies have been different to do business with.
Sure.
They've taken longer to pay.
Yep.
It's been harder to find your way into these companies.
Yes.
It's been harder to find a real honest broker who can truly be that person you and I just described.
Mm-hmm.
It's still possible. But it's a different route these days, isn't it?
It is. And isn't that such a good thing?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, Peter.
So.
Go ahead. Maybe I'm nostalgic for the old days. But why do you think it's good?
Well, you and I both have old days, right? Not everybody does. But the reason I think it's good is because when there's only when everything is a new field of play, there's new rules. The people who understand the rules first, they have the best opportunity.
Well, that's the truth. If you can work, he's right, folks. If you can figure this one out, then you'll have an advantage because it's a lot tougher. You'll be in an elite group, won't you?
Absolutely. You'll be one of a very small select number of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And this half-hour show has been about how to do that, and the article is the same thing.
Yeah.
If you can do this, you will win because the competition against you is small.
He's right about that, folks. Hey, Peter, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Folks, don't forget to check out his articles there. This is one of 10 on this topic, and that's at MeyerGroupGRP.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.